Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius, satellite radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, the UN is looking at human rights in a large range of countries. In fact, all of them involved in the UN. We'll learn about its newest human rights initiative. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The Olympic torch relay may be suspended after heated clashes with protesters in London and Paris. The International Olympic Committee says it may end the international leg of the torch relay. Demonstrators are protesting China's policy in Tibet. Yesterday in Paris, police actually had to put the torch out several times and hustle it onto a bus. The IOC meets Friday to talk about the future of the relay. Today, the torch is in San Francisco, where yesterday protesters scaled the Golden Gate Bridge and unfurled giant banners saying Free Tibet. Opening ceremonies of the Beijing Olympic Games are set for August 8th. Haitians are protesting sky-high food prices. Shops and schools have been forced to close in the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. At least five people are dead after protests that started last week. Here's Ed Thompson with more.
The latest death occurred in the southern town of Akai. At least four people were killed there last week in clashes between protesters and UN peacekeepers. Monday, the protests spread to the capital, Port-au-Prince, as thousands of people took to the streets. They marched past the National Palace, some shouting, "We're hungry," others blaming President René Préval and UN peacekeepers for high food prices. In Haiti, most people live on less than the equivalent of $2 per day, and the cost of staples such as beans and rice has gone up 50% in the past year. Last week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that the food crisis could threaten Haiti's already fragile security. On Monday, the UN World Food Program made an urgent appeal for donations to support its work in the impoverished country.
That's Ed Thompson reporting. Yahoo is saying no again. The internet icon refuses to sell to Microsoft for less than $45 billion. Microsoft's CEO set an April 26th deadline over the weekend for Yahoo to make a deal. Microsoft has not responded to Yahoo's latest refusal. And the Jayhawks are number one. Kansas beat Memphis 75-68 in overtime to win the men's college basketball championship. Greg Eklund has more from San Antonio.
When Bill Self led the Jayhawks to their first national title since 1988, it didn't come without his share of rocky moments during his five-year tenure at KU. In 2005 and 06, the Jayhawks were eliminated in the first round of the NCAA tournament, something that never happened before at KU in back-to-back seasons. Now that they've won a national title, Self had difficulty explaining his emotions after the game.
I don't know exactly how my emotions are. I know that I'm not a better coach today than I was yesterday. You know, maybe just got a little luckier today.
Down by 9 points with 2 minutes left in the game, a shot by KU junior guard Mario Chalmers with 2 seconds left in regulation tied it and forced overtime. Then the Jayhawks outscored Memphis 12-5 in the overtime.
That was Greg Eklund reporting from San Antonio. There's more college basketball action tonight. Tennessee takes on Stanford in the women's championship game tonight in Tampa Bay. And the NBA Hall of Fame has a few new members. Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, Pat Riley, and Dick Vitale were named to the Hall of Fame yesterday. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.